At the DOJ's annual public safety summit this week, about 300 police and prosecutors listened intently to two sex trafficking victims, urged them to change their perception of prostitution and begin to target pimps as perpetrators and treat prostitutes as victims in need of help. Lisa Tritt-Fileschuk says she was coerced into prostitution by her sex-addicted boyfriend. She was eventually arrested and convicted. Now, she works with organizations that help former prostitutes rebuild their lives. She's working with the DOJ to pass a bill that would allow such women or men to have their sentences expunged so they can find work.
Thousands of people in the state are unable to find work because of convictions that they don't deserve. They're victims, they've been abused, they don't need to be re-abused by the system. And that's what's happening.
Presenters at the summit told police and prosecutors that providing treatment services for sex trafficking victims will help them convict pimps and traffickers. Jill Karofsky heads the state's Office of Crime Victim Services. She says police need to treat the victims as they would a crime scene that needs to be kept pristine.
Their existence solely relies on the person who is perpetrating this crime against them. And as soon as you pull them away from that, you need to then provide everything that the perpetrator was providing for them. Otherwise, they're never going to be free.
There have only been a handful of human trafficking cases prosecuted in the state. Like victims of rape and domestic abuse, many are ashamed or afraid of reporting the crime. That's something the DOJ hopes will change with increased awareness. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.